ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 18 टाइटल्ड लॉर्ड बलराम स्लेज द डीमन प्रलंब। वी आर बिगनिंग द न्यू चैप्टर फ्रॉम टुडे, टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड 2 is one. Shri Suka Vacha Atha Krishna. Shri Suka Vacha Atha Krishna Parivrito Jnati Bir Mudidatma Bhi Anugya Manu Nyavishad व्रजम गोकुलमंडितम्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, सराउंडेड बाय हिज ब्लिसफुल कंपेनियंस हु कॉन्स्टेंटली चैंटेड हिज ग्लोरीज, श्री कृष्णा देन एंटर्ड द विलेज ऑफ व्रजा which was decorated with herds of cows. There is no purport for this verse, so we'll go to the next verse. Raje vikridatorevam gopala chadma mayaya grishmo namartur abhavan nati preyan charirinam. While Krishna and Balaram were thus enjoying life in Vrindavan in the guise of ordinary cowherd boys, the summer season gradually appeared. This season is not very pleasing to embodied souls. In the purport it is mentioned that in volume 1, chapter 18 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments as follows: the summer season in India is not very much welcomed because of the excessive heat, but in Vrindavan everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. Om Ajnana. Hare Krishna. So we are beginning a new chapter from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam titled Lord Balaram Slays the Demon Pralamba. So in the first two verses here, Shuka Uvacha, just some idea is given about what is the daily activity of the gopas with Krishna. This is how Krishna would be performing. One sense, these activities, they appear very ordinary. But then when we hear from acharyas, then we realize that how instructive they are, how they are related to our own life in Krishna consciousness. So it is said that the gopas were all free, careless, just happy being with Krishna, just wandering. But in the subsequent verse it is said the seasons they change and summer appears. Now this is Vrindavan and Krishna is there. The seasons also change there, but summer is something which is not welcome because it is not very comfortable to be ourselves experience here. Summer is not very comfortable, it's too much hot. But Prabhupada, from his Krishna book, that is what is mentioned here, the cowherd boys, they were enjoying, but this season is not very pleasing, but everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. So this is how daily the activities will be going on, where every day the gopas, when they come back and then they reach their home, immediately the gopis and the elders, they will come and they surround the gopas. And they will ask the gopas, what did Krishna do today? And the gopa will be speaking about, today Krishna did like this. There was this demon and there was forest fire. And everyone will be hearing. Because they have so much love for Krishna that whatever Krishna did, they wanted to know everything, details. And then, because they were hearing from gopas, they also had the direct experience of as if they were also there in the Leela. Even though they were not there, they had stayed back at home. And this experience was only by gopas and Krishna. So this is the nature of hearing, transcendental sound vibration. Those who submissively hear, they also become part of that Leela. So we are very fortunate that we are hearing Sukadeva Goswami speaking. Now he is speaking about this Leela and we are hearing. The opportunity is same, to be in that Leela. So summer season in India is not very much welcome, but it is said that Vrindavan Dham is not a material world. Of course, for our eyes it looks like an ordinary place, but it's a spiritual world. Now how do we understand that it's a spiritual world? Because it is said that when Krishna expands as Balaram, then Balaram expands as the Dham. So in one sense, the Dham is not different from Krishna. So just like it is said, the Murti of Krishna, I mean the Archa Vigraha of Krishna, how they are decorated. Now we can see Krishna here decorated with peacock feather, then the flute, then the jewelries, then the yellow garments. He is decorated. And those who have love, they offer their obeisances in front of the Vigra, seeing the Lord. Similarly, those who have this understanding, when they enter the Dham, they see the Dham as same as Krishna, because it's coming from Balaram. So they immediately fall down on the floor, they offer their obeisances, they roll in the dust, because not different from Krishna. And also remember that how this Dham is helping Krishna in all the Leelas. Remembering. And similarly, all these changes which are happening here, they're also like decorations. If it's not different from Krishna, all the changes happening, they're like decorations. That is why it is said Shringar Dham. How do you see here? Because here it is summer. So summer is very hot, scorching hot. The water and all gets really dried up. But it is said here that the waterfalls, from the waterfall, there will be droplets of water just getting carried by the breeze. And they'll be soaking all the trees. So it was a very cooling type of a atmosphere. Not only that, the breeze will be carrying the pollens of flowers and it will give a very soothing effect. And the waves of Jamuna will be soaking the shore to make everything. Now all these changes are like decorations on the Vrindavan, those who have the eyes to see it. Now this is Vrindavan, which is spiritual. It is not different. But what about material world? Now material world, material nature is also, not that is not different, but it is also coming from Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi esha gunamai, mama maya. So this is, this material nature is also, it is mine. It is also coming from him. So, but we don't have the vision to see, so it is disconnected, so then only you see the nature. So especially in this month, summer, obviously people want to go out to places where, but they don't see the beauty of that nature connected to Krishna. they see it, what pleasure it can give it to us. That is how the whole world is talking about nature being exploited. So this is a very significant thing. But if there is some connection, no one mentions about how God is connected to the nature. There is an example given that a very topmost person, maybe the prime minister, if he is there and he has entered a building for some meeting, and if his vehicle is lying outside, if someone throws a stone on that vehicle, it's a big insult. Even if the prime minister is not there, the stone thrown on the vehicle is as good as throwing stone on the prime minister. So this way, material nature as such cannot be connected. So whatever we do here, so if it is exploited for selfish interest, which is happening, the Lord also gets hurt by that. That is why it is said Mother Nature. Why it is said Mother Nature? Because it is this nature which is providing us nourishment. It is what is providing grains. It is what giving fruits, vegetables. It nourishes us. So it becomes very divine. So the point is how, unless we have that type of a vision, it is very difficult to see the connection. So the subsequent chapter we see that there is a change in the season also. When summer goes, there is a rainy season. Here it is said. So what does it signify when there is rain? Now rain is water. When the water pours, obviously the scorching heat experience gets dissipated. Now it is said that the clouds, what we see during the rainy season, Shyam Varna, it is said that the color is like Krishna's color. Actually, Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam. How can it be Krishna's color? The cloud, Krishna is the cause of everything. So the Acharyas are giving explanation that what does it signify? So when there is summer scorching heat, it is so scorching, everything gets dried up. So in our life, it is said that material existence is actually like that. It is very scorching. We may not have that type of to understand, but the truth is, whatever plans we make, the best of plans to be happy here in this world, everything gets evaporated. Everything gets dried up by the fire of material nature. That is what is said, fire of material nature. Material nature is just like fire. Samsara dhava nalalita loka. So when that happens, the only rescue is rain. So rain color is Krishna. So when Krishna in that color, only when Krishna appears, he removes that. That means there is only one hope. Material existence means hot burning fire. Whatever plans you make, it ends only with disappointment and frustration. All your plans, either it gets dried up very soon or it gets evaporated. So some people understand, yes, this world is full of suffering. People who don't understand, they go on making adjustments, trying, not seeking that what is ultimate shelter. So this is what Krishna in the form of cloud, he signifies that unless we take shelter, that shelter is like rain. So this blue color, what we see during rainy season, is really what is Krishna's mercy in this form. Of course, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that in relation to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that the Harinam is like water, and when we water the seed of love which is there in our heart, it arises And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that my heart is like a dry desert, my tongue is dry, parched. And when you water through the holy name, there is some scope for some type of a, you know, fulfillment, joy. And again, Rupa Goswami in this contest, he says again, when the Harinam enters my ears, I feel like having many more ears, and when it goes inside my heart, all my senses become inert and I experience that joy. So holy name in this contest is coming from the spiritual world. When we mean, it is coming exactly like the rain water falling down. So the holy name is available to every one of us. That is only secure thing which can remove all frustration, all disappointment, all feeling of loneliness by nourishing the dryness and giving some type of a hopes. So this is how I'm just trying to connect, because Prabhupada here in the purport says only summer. There is nothing much. But in this contest, we can just try to see what we see in summer. Unless we have the vision, it becomes everything something very simple. Of course, we should not forget that this is a real wealth, material nature. Prabhupada very strongly, whenever in his preaching in the Western world, he would say that you can't eat nuts, bolts, even oil. You can't drink oil. Oil is the greatest wealth. The real wealth is water. Why real wealth is water? Because through water everything arises. Food grains will grow by water. The only problem is, in our so-called civilization, no one connects it. How does the rainfall come? Is there any connection? Of course, Shastras say that unless you perform yajna, the rains will not come. So that means for everything you are responsible. It is not that it is available freely. Just like, of course, electricity is here. And if you don't pay, of course it will be cut off. That experience we have. But when we see nature, we don't have that feeling. Yes, rain is coming, so what? But that connection is there. That unless that is performed, that means unless you are living a civilized life, there will be, or in other words, we see that in USA, like, you know, in the whole country of USA, strange things happen. There is one side of the country that is heavy rains, and another side of the country that is, you know, full drought. Not only that, of course it's raining now, but the way they rain, it causes flood and it causes so much inconvenience. But real rain, when it is performed through proper sacrifice, the rain comes when everyone is sleeping at night. It doesn't cause inconvenience to anyone. And it is just falling, and the morning time when you get up, there is no rain. But the whole land, everything is properly nourished, everything is greeneries, and people feel so nice coming out. The farmers, they go, there is no flooding, nothing. That is what is real yajna and this. But now everything is disconnected. Everything you see is rain coming. But there is a connection. That is why Krishna says, Mama Maya, Devi Esha Gunamai, Mama Maya, it's mine, it's me. So there is a connection. So this is education which should be propagated. That how, of course, people talk about environment, pollution, exploitation. But what about that connection? Who is it? Whose nature? Whose nature finally? Mother nature, but whose? So this is one point I felt that is a need in the society, where we talk about but we have gone away from Vedic life. This is what is actually real Vedic life. To maintain the body and soul, you depend on the nature. Simple life, high thinking. Why high thinking? You're talking about getting liberated. Now getting liberated is not ordinary thinking, right? Is there anything more amazing in this world happening, or anyone trying, than someone thinking about getting liberated? Is there anything more amazing? At least someone is thinking about that, I want to get out of this world. If it is happening, there cannot be anything amazing in this world. There can't be anything in this material world more amazing than the soul which is entrapped here for millions of births. It is getting disentangled and it is going up. Amazing thing, right? So, but then, yes, we are caught up with our day-to-day responsible activities. We don't realize what we have received is something very, 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 very rare. So, I was just thinking about how do we relate with what we are talking about. We are gone far away from Vedic culture. So, we are here in Mumbai, of course. So, there is a question about this was an article in Back to Godhead magazine by Mahatma Prabhu. I mean, you all can read it. So, the topic is, in this contest, like, how to transform your workplace into a spiritual world. It's a very profound statement, right? Now the question, the discussion begins by saying, one person is saying, I mean, I'm sure many of you are working in multinational companies or even any companies. This is a big question, that can you practice Krishna consciousness in workplace? You can immediately say, I think it's very difficult. Unless you have a very favorable environment, you cannot practice Krishna consciousness. That means you need a very favorable environment. Now the truth is, in the material world, there is nothing favorable. There is no favorable environment. So now immediately the question may come up there, what about the temple? What about the dham? What about yatra? What about no association? Of course. It definitely, but is environment just enough? Just environment is enough? No doubt environment makes an effect, but it is not enough, because I'm sure we ourselves know about it. What can be a better environment than chanting the holy name? You take the beads in your hand, you are chanting. Now Krishna, can there be anything better than the holy name with us? But we know that, what happens, where we are. I mean, at least I'm speaking about myself. Sitting here, a nice environment, sincere devotees are chanting and you are chanting. But then you are not there. So environment is there, but you are not there. So it is not just the environment. So then what about, that means there is something, there is a willpower or whatever. So same thing, it is not that all those who are chanting necessarily are Krishna conscious that time. We may say that, well, I am chanting, so I am protected from Maya. But it is not necessary that when you are chanting, you are Krishna conscious. Are you Krishna conscious? Not necessary. Maybe in some Maya land, like, you know, you are somewhere else. But same thing, there are also Mayavadis also chanting. Now this is also very, but they are chanting about becoming one with the Lord. So the same environment. So it is not the environment. So he brings out a very nice point here, that on this point, that how people working here, because this is the excuse, they are not exactly excuse, that I don't think I can be Krishna conscious in my workplace. I have to come home. In home I can practice Krishna conscious, or I have to go to the temple. But in the workplace it is not. So he is saying in his article that if you already accepted it like this, then you are not going to do anything, because you think that it's not going to happen. And the workplace, I can't. But saying no, there is. So that is only when you change your vision. So changing your vision means what you see differently from what others see. Of course, the change of vision comes only through knowledge. So he is giving his own example about that when he was going for book distribution. So now book distribution is not an easy thing. So he started seeing that all these people I see, they are all devotees of Krishna, but they have only forgotten. So when his vision changed to see everyone, I think we can also practice that when you're going out. Immediately his approach changed. Even if a person becomes very angry, this is what you feel. I mean, this is like summer, something not very comfortable in the environment. Somebody is blaspheming. So you start saying, my God, this person, a spark, a soul, is being influenced by the material modes. My God, he's suffering. How miserable he must be. Instead of becoming disturbed, he is getting sympathy. So that means just a change of vision. Even though he is in a hostile environment, still he is Krishna conscious. Just by changing the vision. So similarly, when you are working in the workplace, obviously these challenges will be there. There will be so many problems. But then there is again an opportunity when the environment is, of course, when I say about environment, this pastime comes to mind, Kala Krishna Das. Can you think about any better environment than being with the Supreme Lord? He was there with Krishna, but still he was swayed away by it. And similarly, it is said Prahlad was in the most hostile environment. His father was just pressurizing him that he becomes an atheist. He was not very soft. He was forcing him, pressurizing him. He was sending him to a school, training that you become an atheist. And he had all plans for that. But Prahlad was Krishna conscious. So whether it is hostile or a very comfortable environment. So similarly, there is always an opportunity. I'm imagining a workplace, you know. I'm sure people who are working in workplace, they may have their, so many challenges will be there. It will not be very favorable. But you can see an opportunity that you can cultivate tolerance. You can cultivate forgiveness. You can cultivate empathy. Now all these qualities, it's a big challenge. But in the workplace, you can develop these qualities, Vaishnava qualities. So that means it is not the environment. It is not that. So in that environment also, a person can be Krishna conscious if he has the vision and the opportunity to see. Of course, challenging anxieties and all are part of life, even in devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj has a very nice sense of humor. Of course, those who don't know him, now of course he was that time a brahmachari and now he is a sannyasi. So he was the president of Vrindavan Temple. Now everyone knows that to be a president of Vrindavan Temple means what type of a challenge it is. The whole world knows it. So once I met him, it was summer. So I asked him, so Vrindavan must be very hot, right? So he, how he speaks. He said, I don't know about that, but the seat I'm occupying is very hot. So of course, anxieties and, challenges and, difficulties and of this type of mood is, taken up. Of course, yes, it is a very, of course, it's a very advanced person to think like that. But that is Krishna conscious. In spite of Vrindavan being, Vrindavan is very hot. People who had gone in summer, it's very hot. So this is how he is giving for the workplace, how so many opportunities to develop qualities, again, in the same environment. But then, of course, anything you see externally, people are inquisitive. So you create a surrounding where, maybe what food you're carrying, people will be inquisitive, or you give them prasad and there is again a dialogue. So opportunity is there to be Krishna conscious in all surrounding. It is a person's vision to see it and take full advantage of it. Several such things he has mentioned about that how you can just write a verse on the table and people will come and ask about this, then again and dialogue to become Krishna conscious. But the most important thing he says about is best thing, what Prabhupada also emphasized, is you want to be Krishna conscious. What is the best thing in any surrounding? If you want to be Krishna conscious, what you should do? Give Krishna consciousness to others. You give it to others. Now to giving it to others, you can't give it unless you have something to give. Huh? Prabhupada says that purity is the force. Or there is a saying in English that the game is not won in the court. No, a tennis match. It's not that the game is won in the court. That means there is a lot of practice going on. So what you do when you are not in your workplace, that is very important. When you are in a very conducive environment, how do you use your time? What do you do? To that degree you do it, so that degree you can be Krishna conscious, and also you can make others Krishna conscious. It's a very nice point about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that I have so many fruits to distribute. I can't distribute. I need many more people. You know what is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami saying that? One who distributes this fruit, he will taste the fruit more than the person receiving the fruit. So the giving is a very, very powerful type of being Krishna conscious. Imagine you are going to taste more than what we are giving. So this way, wherever you are, whether it is summer or it is winter, this is how we see it and take this opportunity to become Krishna conscious. As it is said that no doubt that heaven and hell are physical, they are also some locations, but actually they are state of consciousness. Now to be in what state of consciousness is in our control. So that is what is the point. It is not that environment, it is how you see it and how you change that into a Krishna conscious thing. So many times this question is asked about that. What about India then, you know? India is a place, land of religion, land of God. And see the mess, and you see Germany, or you know, you see Saudi Arabia. See the environment they have. So how is it that nature is providing them so much? And we are in India, you know. We're talking about this, and really mess, isn't it? So of course this needs an explanation. This is a very common question many times, you know, young college students, they will ask about, you're talking about nature, but see what is the state of India and see the other countries. So the truth is that India has been given a lot of spiritual culture. Now the other Western countries, no doubt because of their piety, pious activities, they are reaping the fruits. But then how long it will last? Then you'll definitely see some changes. But in India, if we try to imitate, which we are getting influenced by the Western culture, especially the Brahminical culture is just getting disintegrated. Those who are responsible are not, then this is going to become worse and worse. Why? The analogy given is if a small child, he misbehaves. Because he's a small child, a four-year-old boy misbehaves, the parents may give him a soft slap. But India is a grown-up child. He has received so much, the rishis and sages and the Vedic scriptures and the culture, the knowledge. So we Indians, if we are irresponsible, the reaction will be more on us because you are responsible. So the slap given to a grown-up son is little tight, not little, it is tighter than the slap given to a school-going, a younger child. So this is in short, we can just think where we are and what is Prabhupada's mercy. That we talk about others being in ignorance and we don't know that how is it that he is in ignorance and I am not in ignorance. Is there any answer for that? It's just causeless, isn't it? We see people are in ignorance and we think, oh, why is he not understanding? You know, I'm speaking so much. But then you ask yourself that, how are you? No, how did you get this knowledge from? Causeless. Is there anything? No qualification. Yes, you get it. So this way we should be grateful for what we have received and understand how Prabhupada had this vision wherever he was. Prabhupada once was walking in New York and his disciples, by mistake, they took him into a by lane and it was all garbage and the big rats were here. Prabhupada, we are very sorry, we are very sorry, we brought you in the wrong lane. And Prabhupada is in own mood. Why, what's wrong here? This is Vaikuntha. He never saw. And there's another thing when he was in New Zealand. Now, New Zealand, you know that. New Zealand is very famous for Bollywood. Because the beautiful scenery, nature, the best mountains, rivers, landscape, they go to shoot because beautiful. I mean, they make a lot of money by shooting the movies, they become, people go to see, oh, what a beautiful. That's what is New Zealand. And still it is beautiful. Maybe some piety. So he was there, and there he was in the car going, and he saw people, young, beautiful boys, girls, well-dressed and healthy bodies, and such beautiful surrounding environment. And Prabhupada, there are tears in his eyes. They are wasting their life, human life. Now it's very unusual type of a thing, because he had the vision to see, because out of compassion. So we are far away from Vedic culture, and the holy name is the one which is like a water which nourishes our dry heart, like a desert, but the seed is there of love for devotion. So when it is watered just like how the rain, Krishna has a shama, bluish color, gives hope, it gives nourishment, fulfillment, and makes everyone happy. So this is spiritual knowledge, which I think if any organization is doing is ISKCON. He's propagating this message, having explanation for all the miserable things in this world. For this reason, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is only one problem. Isn't it? He said, there is only one problem. Lack of Krishna consciousness. So whatever you speak about, all the misery, all the things happening, these summits, eco, how to solve the problem, so many things. Solution is here. Why? Because one time India was the richest country. Everyone knows about it, just 500 years back. The Greeks were after, the Mughals were after. The British, of course, they conquered. And they still say that of all our conquered, India is the crest jewel. For all there, whatever they usurp the countries, so rich. India was so rich because we are living in harmony with the nature. So when live in harmony with the nature also reciprocates. So even if it is summer then, because Krishna is there, the summer was not summer, it was like spring. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.